welcome to the show. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. This is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that's on your mind. We are really open to talking about whatever you want to talk about. And our number is 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, I'm Stephanie, your probably the host that you're used to hearing on Sunday evenings. But since Mark is away in Florida this week, he's normally heard with me on Sundays, I have brought in a wonderful addition to the Free Talk Live team, a new person to do the show with me, and it's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Yep, thanks for being on the show with me. Let's do a little speed dating with Brian for our listeners, okay?
Okay.
So I would say you are someone that I know very well. You're actually my partner, so I won't tell anyone if you don't.
All right.
You have your own podcast. It's called Sovereign Tech.
That's right. My name is Brian Sovereign, and I have the show Sovereign Tech, and you can look that up at sovereigntech.tumblr.com.
Now, it's not spelled the way that people might think that it would be spelled, right?
Right.
So the way you spell sovereign is S-O-V-R-Y-N, and then so sovereigntech.tumblr, and that's T-U-M-B-L-R.com. We will tweet out a link to your podcast for the Free Talk Live listening audience. Of course, if you want to get live updates during the show, you're always welcome to follow Free Talk Live on Twitter. At Free Talk Live, it's all one word. Or you can go to news.freetalklive.com and just get all the ways that you, all of our social media pages, all the ways that you can keep up to date with the show. And you'll be in the loop as far as Free Talk Live goes. So, Brian, thanks for being here. And we've got a lot of stuff to discuss tonight. I mean, there's a lot going on. We have sort of a year in review, but it's kind of a different year in review than one might expect. A lot of these year in reviews do you know, the most significant news items over the past year or other things that may be a little more typical. But we've got the 2012, the year in bans, all the things that have been attempted to be banned during 2012. And I thought that was pretty appropriate because, you know, this is about the time of year when a lot of people start looking back on the previous year.
Sure.
And taking stock of what has happened. It's December 23rd right now, so we're getting into the holiday season, right? A lot of people are going to be celebrating over the next week or so.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people are off from work right now, but of course, Free Talk Live doesn't stop when the holidays are on, so we like to give you content all the time. So we're going to get into that. 2012, the year in bans. But first, you know, this is a show where you can call and take control of the airwaves. So let's talk to Jerome in Ohio to start off the show. Jerome? All right, he's dropped. Yeah, I had a feeling that was a crank.
Didn't see that one coming.
I did. All right, well, we'll change our policies a little bit and we'll just roll with the punches. So here we go. The 2012 year in bans. Before the new year has even begun, proposals to ban everything from vaccine ingredients to assault weapons are in the works for 2013. But as 2012 has proven, no ban goes down without a fight. The past year, everything from baby bottles, everything from baby bottles to baggy pants to buffet binges and bare bums have been subject to controversy.
Bare bums.
How can you ban a bare bum? This is like a really alliterative kind of ban, huh?
Yeah, wow.
Online, in schools, and in courtrooms, new rules gave way to both progress and setback, both praise and outrage. If nothing else, a few bans just made us laugh. Well, I don't think that's very funny. Do you?
No.
Because it's basically people in authority trying to tell me what to do, whether they want me to use a certain type of baby bottle or not have my pants down below a certain point on my waist. What's it to them?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, banning anything, I mean, if someone wants to, you know, call in and say where that's ever solved a problem, where it's ever actually stopped something from happening, it's an analogy I like to use a lot, that if the law against theft did anything, people would stop stealing, but they don't. People
right.
steal all the time.
Yeah, so what it does when something is banned, like baggy pants or whatever, is just create a whole new class of criminals.
Oh, sure.
All these people who aren't actually hurting anyone, they're just doing something that somebody in power happens to not like.
Right.
So what are some of the things that have been banned this year? Well, we're going to find out here. There was a ban on whole milk in school lunches this year. And we could get into this like even deeper. I mean, it's insulting on the level that these are people in the government telling others what to eat. And of course, the schools are probably the root of this problem,
yeah.
right? Because the real issue is that people are giving their children to a organization that, you know, has to fund itself. It can't fund itself voluntarily. It has to threaten people and take their money in order to get these schools up and running. But once they have these children, not only are they kind of indoctrinating them, they're telling them a lot of, filling their heads with a lot of stuff that isn't necessarily jiving with reality, shall we say,
yeah.
isn't helping them. The lessons learned in school are seem to be more to follow authority, to obey, to be sort of a good little citizen than to actually think for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So it's no surprise that they would want to tell the kids what they can and can't eat.
Yeah.
And the school lunch programs have really historically been used as a sort of a subsidy, I guess, to, like, there are certain classes of people that qualify for a free lunch and breakfast. And now I think they're even doing, like, after-school snacks. And so they're feeding children, you know,
wow.
arguably really crappy food. I mean, this is the system that considers pizza a vegetable.
Yeah.
We're kind of all over the place here, but you can start to see some of the problems that come out when a monopoly, who is funded not by market mechanisms, not by people voluntarily paying for their services because they like what they have to offer, but by force when they're calling the shots with little kids,
mm-hmm.
right? And so whole milk, back to the issue of whole milk, this was one thing that was banned or they had tried to ban. So, Brian, you and I both share something in common, which is that we eat in a sort of a paleo tradition, right? Which
right.
means that we try to eat the way our bodies evolved to eat when humans were hunter-gatherers, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, that diet probably included more fat and protein than carbohydrate, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fair assumption. But there's been this kind of fat phobia that's come down, and I think it's been from the government because they had their food pyramid, right? At the base of the food pyramid that they came out with in the, was it the 80s, I want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Very popular in the 80s and 90s, right? When sort of this whole grain, low-fat approach to eating was popularized. And a lot of that came down from the USDA. Right?
Right.
And arguably they had been influenced by the wheat lobby, one of the most subsidized crops in America.
Oh, sure. Right? They got lobbied
corn,
all the way around.
Milk,
yeah.
everything. And so, you know, they told people that, hey, if you want to be healthy, you should eat a lot of grains and a lot of carbohydrates and very little meat and fat. I remember the tip of the food pyramid was fats, oils, and sweets. And then it said, use sparingly. Like, there was no daily amount that you should eat. You should try to eat as little as possible. And what happened over the 80s and 90s? Well, Americans got fatter and fatter.
Mm-hmm.
And type 2 diabetes exploded. Heart disease exploded. And despite, you know, more people quitting smoking, there was still a lot of heart disease that was going around. And arguably, it's a lifestyle issue. You know, it's caused by people's diet and maybe their lack of movement. But when the government's telling you to eat grains, and not everybody does really well on a diet that's full of grains and full of carbohydrates, then it can cause a disastrous consequence, right?
Right.
A one-size-fits-all diet does not apply to all Americans, and it's being sort of handed down from on high. So I think this whole the whole milk ban is part of that fat phobia. Because during that time, when the food pyramid came out and they were saying eat as little fat as possible, like the low-fat craze, you know, mm-hmm. people were restricting their fat intake, that was one of the things they told you to do, was to stop drinking whole milk
right.
and start drinking skim milk.
Right.
Now, in milk, it has vitamins in it, right? It has vitamin A and vitamin D, and those vitamins are what's called fat-soluble, so they go... They get dissolved in the fat, basically. So when you skim the milk and you take the fat away, then it also takes those vitamins away. So then they have to add them back, and then are people going to really absorb them when they eat the milk, and are they going to feel as full if they eat a glass of skim milk, which has no fat, and of course fat helps keep us full, than if they eat a glass of whole milk. So there's a lot more to this issue than just, oh, let's ban it, it's bad, you know. Government takes a hammer and applies it to a very fine, precise task. This is Free Talk Live here. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Let us know what you think. What do you pack in your school lunch? Free Talk Live.
Bob. Bob Black Sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Brian is here filling in for Mark tonight. Thank you so much for being on the show with me. The number to call is 855-450-FREE if you want to get in touch with us tonight. It's a time when a lot of people are off from work. Maybe you're home relaxing. I don't know how many people work on Sunday nights either, but in any case, you might not have work tomorrow, so you might be up and listening to Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Bring up anything that's on your mind. at 855-450-3733. And I forgot to mention in the last segment, there's a cool feature of Free Talk Live's website where you can actually suggest stories that you might want to see discussed on the air, or maybe you just want to share them with the people who visit Free Talk Live's website. The way you can do that and find out more about that is going to freetalklive.com. There you'll see a link where you can submit show prep. And once you submit the story of your choice, people will vote it up and vote it down, depending on whether they like or dislike it. And the most popular stories will make it to the top of the page. And this is actually where the article that we're reading right now, Brian, comes from. It's at the top of the Free Talk Live website, 2012, the year in bands.
Awesome. Always good stories there.
Yeah. So I think this article from Yahoo.com, it's from shine.yahoo.com, is taking a little bit of a different tact on this than maybe people like you or I would, right? We are pretty strong individualists. We mm-hmm. believe that we would like to be free from other people regulating every aspect of our lives, right?
Right.
Or even maybe any aspect of our lives. But we certainly don't want to be told that we, you know, we have to pay to enforce a ban on whole milk in schools, or a ban on barbecue abuse, which is the next thing that was banned in 2012 or attempted to ban. so there was a Mongolian barbecue, apparently, where two people tried to eat in October, and there were two diners who were blocked from this restaurant for eating more food than the barbecue could dish out.
Wow.
What do you think about that? So this is not a government thing.
No.
As opposed to the other topic that we just covered.
Well,
right?
I'm surprised. Normally, these kind of buffet types, I'm guessing that's what this is. This mm-hmm. is kind of a buffet type. Normally, they have like a seating time of like 2 hours. You can't be here more than 2.5 hours or something. Because I know in city, I mean, I lived in New York City for a little while, and I know in New York City, there's a lot of those places that people will go in and they'll just stay there all day, you know, and they would eat. This was in the 70s.
So, like, they wait till they get hungry again?
Yeah, that they did that. And then suddenly in the 80s, when I was growing up, suddenly they started putting up these signs, okay, you can only sit here for, like, an hour or 2.5 hours or some kind of
wow.
some kind of business like that. So I'm shocked that that wasn't in place and that someone could eat. I mean, now I can eat. I can put food away. We were actually, I was at a buffet last weekend. I mean, some people were shocked at how much I was eating. But there's no way I think I could eat a place out of all their food inside of some kind of reasonable time frame.
Yeah, we don't have too many details on this. And of course, you know, a restaurant is private property. I suppose they have whatever, you know, discretion they can.
Yeah, I mean, if a restaurant doesn't want a certain person to come in, what do you do? You know?
Yeah.
An individual,
I guess go to a different restaurant.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, but you can't get mad at the restaurant.
Sure.
Not for that.
So, yeah, this Yahoo piece doesn't really seem to be making a distinction between bans which involve coercive force of government and bans which are just kind of private property issues.
Hmm.
And they sort of seem to be taking a humorous approach, like, oh, isn't it funny that these senators want to ban baggy pants? But it's actually not funny for
right.
the people who end up becoming the targets of those things.
Well, it's probably, I mean, like any other previous year, I mean, 2012 has been such a ridiculous year as far as the nonsense that goes on. Again, just like any other time, I think at the end of the year, people maybe try to laugh it off.
Maybe.
Just how bad it was.
Yeah, maybe it's kind of a defense mechanism.
Sure.
They don't want to actually think about how much of a negative impact these things have on their lives, so they just say, oh, isn't it funny?
Yeah, isn't this just crazy?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you have to laugh, right, or else you'll cry.
Yeah, yeah.
So the next thing that was attempted to be banned, and this is a government thing, by the way, duck abuse. And now, this is about foie gras.
No, go ahead, sorry.
So foie gras is goose pate, where it's the liver of a goose, and in order to make the liver fatty and delicious, what they have to do is induce basically a metabolic damage to the animal. And they do this by feeding them a ton of fructose, so like just tons and tons of sugar.
Okay.
The same thing actually happens to humans who eat a ton of high fructose corn syrup, like in soda, or humans who eat way too much sugar. They will get something called fatty liver.
Okay.
And their liver is essentially turning into the same thing as goose pate because fat accumulates there. It's like a symptom of a metabolic disease caused by eating way too much sugar. So they do this to these geese, and some some farms that are raising geese or ducks for goose pate are literally taking feeding tubes and putting them in the ducks' mouths and just pumping them full of sugar. And so I think one Ouch. Could make a strong case that that is a distasteful practice, and that is, like, I think I would call that animal abuse.
Yeah, I could see where that'd be pretty torturous.
On the other hand, that's the only way to make this delicacy, right?
Hmm.
And some people, I mean, I kind of just wonder, most people when they hear about this, I think, would say, oh, that's horrible, I don't want this to be done to geese or ducks.
Right.
And I'm going to stop eating foie gras because I don't want to see animals treated in this way. And
well, that's the way to solve it,
mm-hmm.
is just stop the demand for it.
It's already on its way out. That's kind of what I was saying, because now there's a little bit more awareness about the issues of the treatment of animals on these, especially like factory farms.
Sure.
A lot of people are getting back to more more traditional methods of farming, I guess, where the animals are allowed to roam free and eat grass and instead of being fed grains and corn and mm-hmm. things like that. And so there is a growing awareness about this and movement. But what was attempted to be done was places in California, and Chicago did this too a couple years ago, not in 2012, but maybe 2010 or 2009. Mm-hmm. They tried to ban foie gras in the city. And so what happened was restaurants were getting around that because they still had customers who wanted to eat this stuff. So they were getting around it by saying, oh, you know, buy this $20 plate and it comes with some free foie gras on it or something like that, you know, or buy this $20 stick of asparagus.
Because they can actually sell it, right?
Yeah. Or they, you know, if it was a regular, someone that the chef at the restaurant knew and knew to not be a government agent or, you know, a snitch or whatever, then the person would say, hey, I'd like the special lobster tonight. And they kind of wink, wink at the waitress or waiter.
Yeah.
And then they'd go back and say, we need some special lobster for this person. And then they would get their foie gras. So those bans enforced by the government did nothing to change people's minds or to educate people. Maybe they drew some attention to the issue, but...
Yeah, but, you know, it makes me think, I mean, I consider this what's going on here with the ducks to be distasteful.
Mm-hmm.
But I think about, like, eggs. Like, you go to the grocery store and you can buy eggs.
Yeah.
And you'll see over to the right or in the more natural food section, whatever that means, it'll say, like, cage-free eggs.
Yeah.
The government didn't mandate that.
No.
The company just said, no, we don't torture animals. So here you go. Choose to buy from us. And
yeah.
Beautiful, and that's how it should be.
Of course, how do you know that they're cage-free? But
that's true.
There are ways of third-party certifications and such.
Exactly.
It's Free Talk Live. Call us. Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE. Would you want to see foie gras be banned?
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the Live Sunday edition. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And our number is 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. We are going through 2012, the year in bans. All the things that have been attempted to be regulated and nannied out of existence by,
I mean, granted,
usually the police state, but yeah.
Every year has had tons of bans, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
So this is a pretty unique thing, though, as compared to the bulk of the zeitgeist lists that we see everywhere about 2012. Here's all the... Well, not all of them are so crazy. I actually like that this article is kind of objective in that it's not just government bans, but it's also like the kind of showing maybe there are positive bans in private business.
Oh, such as the people who were abusing the buffet.
Yeah.
They're not really following the social graces of leaving some food for other people.
Right, right. But it's an even-handed article, albeit humorous.
Yeah, I think they're trying to make light of something.
Sure.
Hey, Bitcoins are an online peer-to-peer open source alternative currency that are made for the internet.
Let's hope these don't get banned.
Yeah, that's one thing I really hope sticks around and doesn't fall under any sort of regulatory scrutiny. There are a lot of governments talking about Bitcoins right now and saying, oh, they're dangerous, they're going to undermine our currency. Well, guess what? Their currency has already been undermined because they've been debasing it and inflating it, and their currency stinks, quite frankly. So people are turning to Bitcoins as an alternative.
Sure.
Because it's better.
The most valuable currency in the world.
They sure are. On Wikipedia, that is noted. They make it possible for you to send or receive money without paying any fees, and they give you complete control over your account and your money. And if you would like to find out more about Bitcoins, then we have a handy URL for you. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So, Brian, another feature of freetalklive.com is the listen listen.freetalklive.com subdomain. At listen.freetalklive.com, as we just noted. There you can find all the different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears, including the live streams, radio affiliates. You can hear us on maybe your local station, satellite, and the webcam, where you can also chat with other listeners and see the show, and the listen lines, where you can call a phone number to listen to Free Talk Live. So lots of different options there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Okay, the next thing that has been banned in 2012 on this list from Yahoo here is something that I think we all remember because there was a ton of news coverage about this. Can you guess? New York City, Mayor Bloomberg, brown fizzy drinks, anything ringing a bell? There was a soda ban.
Oh, the soda ban, right. Yeah. Right, yeah.
So in September, Mayor Bloomberg in New York City, and I guess the health board, oh, so official, City Health Board, attempted to ban sodas over 16 ounces. And it was only at certain places. It was in movie theaters and fast food restaurants. And they actually were successful at this. They outlawed the sale of large sugary drinks in hope of tackling the obesity problem one soda fountain at a time, which it's hilarious. I mean, I get that if somebody is thinking really simplistically about an issue and if they believe that force solves problems, then there's a temptation to think, oh, there's something we don't like, ban it. Right?
Right.
That's the only way to solve this problem. We have to crack down on people. We have to use force. There's no way we could convince people to change their behavior, maybe because it would benefit them. You know,
right.
There's none of that even happening there. And there's this real kind of arrogance, I think, to banning sodas. They'll often go along with, this isn't quoted in this Yahoo article here that we're talking about, but they'll often go along with, like, doctors and public health officials saying really very paternalistic things, such as people can't be trusted, Brian, to make their own health decisions. They cannot be trusted. They can't control themselves when they're around soda. When they see those bubbles fizzing up through the brown liquid, they are just a slave to their impulses.
No, I mean, people need to look at this and just think, oh, wait, first off, did they say they're banned in radio studios? Because I've got a Diet Coke 16-ounce sitting right next to me.
I'm
such a bad boy.
Well, I don't think it applies to diet sodas because what they're trying to do here, and this probably comes from the fact that government has a lot of does a lot of shouldering of healthcare costs, right? They pay for a lot of people's healthcare. And so I think, you know, quite maybe even logically, there are people in the government who are saying, look, if we're going to pay for everybody's health care, then we've got to restrict what they're putting in their mouths because that's what's causing a lot of their health problems.
Right, but the point that people are missing here is that these people, now everyone's an individual. Everybody listening to this show, you're an individual. Okay, you're one person. Only you really know what's good for you. You know what your body's telling you, etc. These people in their high towers or whatever you want to call it, especially Bloomberg in New York City, he has one of the highest towers in the world, are trying to tell you that they know what's best for you. How is that even possible? And it's so degrading that they're telling you, no, you know what? We can't trust you with your own health.
Yeah.
You're going to have to listen to us, and we're going to make sure by, you know, in the end game, by point of the gun, that's what happens when you break laws,
right?
That you're going to do it our way. How disgusting that is, and how insulting to every single person on the planet that there's these people who think they know better than you know.
Certainly it's not honoring the choices of the individual, which is something that I think everybody wants, right? Everybody wants to have their choices respected.
Absolutely.
And wants to have the autonomy to make their own decisions.
Sure, that's the nature of freedom.
Absolutely.
Which is what this country is supposed to stand for.
Well, even deeper than that, I think it's on some level, it's what everybody wants and needs to be free.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's the ultimate need is choice, I think.
So, yeah, and it often comes with this attitude like we are trying to help the poor by doing this. We central planners are trying to help the poor by forcing them to make the right choices, what we deem to be the right choices about their diet. And at the same time, you know, that's really denying them the chance to help themselves if that was something that they wanted to do.
Sure.
And it's, again, it's saying that it's the implicit subtext of that, I guess, is that, not the implicit subtext, the subtext of that is that you know, these people are too stupid to decide for themselves.
And it doesn't help the poor at all. You take a case like McDonald's, where in state after state, the government's banning them from using certain kinds of cooking oils that are very inexpensive. Now, they're not healthy. There's no question about it. Anybody you know in the right mind knows this stuff is
You're talking
healthy.
About trans fats.
Yeah, trans fats, right. And that's fine. But the point is that for the poor, when you can go get a McDouble for 99 cents, that's a very attractive thing to someone who's starving. And it's cruel to take the... And now the reason that could be 99 cents is because McDonald's can use this, unfortunately, unhealthy but very inexpensive oil.
Yeah.
Okay? So when the government bans that, you're hurting the poor. The poor can't go eat today because they can't get inexpensive food anymore. Okay? So you're actually harming them. Granted, you can say in the long term it's a health problem, but look, a starving person doesn't care about the health right now. They want to eat. Okay.
And actually, there was another story I remember that came out of New York City this very year. Maybe it's mentioned on this piece from Yahoo about the year in bans. But there was a ban on people like grocery stores or restaurants or any other food outfits donating food to homeless shelters unless it had clearly labeled on it the salt and fat content of the food.
Mm-hmm.
And so it basically stopped anyone from donating to these homeless shelters because most of the foods that were being donated, they didn't have this, you know, detailed nutritional information, or they didn't meet the requirements to have under a certain number of milligrams of salt per unit of food or whatever.
Right.
And really what that does is just take choices away and hurt people who need help right now when it's freezing in the winter.
They're just trying to get back up on their feet, okay? Really, they don't, the calorie intake, give me a break.
Well, was it Mary Ruard in Healing Our World, which
fantastic
is a great
book.
Intro book about liberty.
Absolutely.
Said that government, what they do to in relation to poor people is kick out the bottom rungs in the ladder of success.
Yeah.
So it becomes harder and harder for someone who's just kind of scratching by and struggling.
Yep.
And there's another essay called Scratching by someone named Charles Johnson that talks about this too. And it just makes it impossible for people to get to a point where they can help themselves.
Sure.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our phone number, 855-450-3733. What would you do in your life? I mean, if you could, if the government weren't preventing you, banning everything, regulating everything out of existence, tell us. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Brian is filling in for Mark tonight while he vacations in Florida.
Well, I don't know if I could fill in the manly chair of Mark Edge, but I'm trying.
I think you do a great job, myself. Hey, check out cam.freetalklive.com. You can not only experience Free Talk Live as a radio show, but turn it into a TV show as well. It's a little bit of a boring TV show, but sometimes we wave at the camera. Sometimes we do interesting things, and you kind of never know what's going to happen on the cam. So one more time, cam.freetalklive.com. You can also chat with other listeners there if that's something that you'd like to do.
That's great. Also, do you have a 30-year mortgage? I mean,
no.
Okay,
but
good.
Somebody out there does.
Somebody out there does, and let me tell you, I can just say from personal experience, bad idea. Bad idea, because you're going to end up paying double for the house, okay?
Because of the interest?
Right. Yeah. And a way to get over this is to talk to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Go there. You can check out the site. They're available. Loans are available in all 50 states. You get a 2.5% 15-year fixed loan. That's fixed. That's not like the starting rate. This isn't some arm. That's what it's at. You know, with the fiscal cliff that everybody's talking about, you know, you want to get the lowest rate that you can possibly get anywhere and see. So check out MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
So how do you get in touch with them? MortgageMinuteGuy.com?
MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we've been talking about the 2012 year in bans, where legislators, and actually it had a couple of private business bans in there as well.
Yeah, a couple of bans that were okay.
Have tried to ban pretty much everything. One of the next ones coming up here is actually from our very own New Hampshire. There's been a state representative in New Hampshire who proposed a bill to ban state employees from wearing perfume at work.
Wow.
So this is a little bit different one. This is kind of like, well, you know, it's the government. On one hand, they're kind of like turning their abuse inward and trying to regulate themselves.
Yeah.
Some people are very sensitive to fragrances.
That's true. I was going to say, I do know people that their eyes get genuinely irritated to the point of, even tears or something like that due to it.
But Brian, think of the seen and the unseen, right? What is the perfume covering up? Would that be a worse smell?
Well, that's the thing is, okay, your eyes can get irritated or your entire, the smell of some terrible BO. that could incapacitate some people, I'm
Pick
sure.
Pick your poison.
Yeah.
It really comes down to that.
Yeah.
They also have a little feature about a gym who banned thin people from exercising because it was a gym who specifically catered to larger people, and they believe that having thin people working out there decreased morale, and so they limited their customers exclusively to overweight people.
Now, that's interesting. Now, I've heard of gyms where they'll have, like, pizza parties, or they'll have, like, fried chicken Friday, mm-hmm. or something along those lines, to kind of eliminate this idea of guilt, that you don't look as good as the guy next to you, mm-hmm. and things like that. But to ban, I mean, it's a private business, but...
It seems like a silly business model, unless they don't believe that exercise is going to make people thin, because if they're banning thin people, I assume that the overweight people are going to the gym because they want to lose weight, right?
I mean, I think this hurts the gym.
So they're not going to be customers for much longer if they actually reach their goal, so it's
right.
kind of a disincentive to reach that goal.
Exactly,
right?
And it kind of hurts the gym because, I mean, one thing is if it's like a gym with windows in front of it, or even if you can just see in the front door, and you see, good-looking, or, thin people, I should say, healthy people, if you see them there, you're thinking, okay, well, this gym obviously works. For people.
Sure.
And equally, those people who may have been obese at one point are now thin, they can tell you, they can give you extra, they can give, if you're kind of obese or if you just want to get toned or whatever, they can give you their tips on how they got there. So this is really bad news for the gym. I think
it's silly, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad choice.
But maybe the market will speak. And this is a Canadian gym, by the way.
Yeah, well,
I kind of wonder, like, in Canada, they don't maybe have the same obesity problem that Americans have.
Maybe.
America is one of the most obese...
America.
One of the most obese places in the world. And so I wonder if they really are... And there are certain gyms in America, like Curves is a women-only gym, mm-hmm. right? And the reason that they don't allow men is because they want to create sort of a safe space for women, I guess, where they'll feel comfortable working out. And it's a circuit, and so, like, the machines are kind of calibrated for women's exercises, which
sure.
wouldn't be using as much weight because they don't have as much muscle mass as men do.
Sure. But that's okay, because that's like, you have gyms that are specifically like bodybuilding gyms for guys going to the next level and stuff
yep.
like that. And so you have specific machines for that sort of thing. But if this is just an overall gym, just a bad business model, in my opinion.
I don't get it, but there must have been some reason they did it. Hey, at least it's not the government, right?
Yeah,
that's the beauty. You can always choose to go to a different
gym
if
exactly.
you are.
Yeah, exactly. You can just vote with your money and go somewhere else.
Indeed. And your short shorts. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom?
Yeah, I just wanted to point something out here. Hello?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'm on the air now. On 14 May 1988, a drunk driver... 0.24% blood alcohol concentration, going the wrong way on Interstate 71 in Carrollton, Kentucky, crashed head-on into a school bus carrying a bunch of little kids to a church function. He killed 27 people. Does that ring a bell? He killed 27 people, and he's out of prison right now.
Okay, and this took place in the late 80s, you said?
This took place on 14 May 1988.
Okay.
And see, now, I don't see a big push to ban pickup trucks,
So you are drawing a parallel between the Connecticut school shooting and this person
exactly.
using their car as a deadly
weapon. He killed 27 people with a pickup truck, and at least he wasn't using a gun, and at least he wasn't drinking underage. He was 27. So, he got 16 years behind bars. Okay, and he's out of prison now.
That does seem out of whack. I mean, now granted, of course, if you're caught drunk driving, you're technically not supposed to be able to drive anymore, which is similar to like people who have...
like a sex offender?
Well, I was going to say it's similar to felons who can no longer use guns, no matter what their crime was.
Right.
If you're a felon in certain areas, you can't use guns.
Yeah.
That does seem like justice wasn't served. I would... I would point out, though, that I think the solution to that, well, I mean, I blame the roads, you know, as much as the
alcohol. Yeah, I was going to say, good thing we have the government keeping everybody safe, testing the drivers, and making sure everybody's safe on the highway.
Yeah, yeah. And plowing snow, making the bars kick them out at 1 o'clock in the morning into the bitter cold, and then plowing snow onto the sidewalks so they can't walk home, and then building traffic lights without crosswalk lights so they have to risk their lives to walk across the street, and then blaming them because they were drunk.
And it's illegal to operate a taxi without one of these very costly medallions or licenses, and so they can't really depend on somebody that they don't know to give them a ride home, and maybe they don't have anyone they know. And
let me add to that point there. 31 December is coming up, and the morning of January 1st is real tough to try to call a taxi because, as you say, you have to have one of those limited edition medallions, and nobody's going to go into business for just one night because they would lose a ton of money. So you have this shortage of taxis and all these drunks with their cars parked in the government-required parking lot right outside the bar on a bitter cold night.
Yeah, it's a disaster waiting to happen.
But they're checking IDs very carefully, so they're going to make sure. That's what they do. They check the IDs.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're a certain age, right? That's kind of.
As long as they're not drinking underage, who cares? I mean, hey, I can drive better drunk than teenagers can sober. You know, that's the attitude.
Sure.
You know, about the parking lot, too, I've heard a number of stories, not just one, where somebody was drunk in a bar, got kicked out because it was closing time, and then went in their car to essentially sit there with the engine on, with the heat going to warm up and sober up so that they could drive home later once they became more with it. And they can get arrested for drunk driving because their engine is on and they are inside the vehicle.
You can get busted for opening the car door to get your coat out because you've got possession and control. You got the keys in your you got the keys in your hand. You open the car door. You're operating some part of the vehicle and you're drunk. You're attempting to drive it. Absolutely. You got to watch out for that. It's absolutely ludicrous when they're not even driving. What they need to do is make it, if you have an ignition interlock, then the car should start so you can warm yourself up, and that should not be a DWI because it won't go anywhere, as with a remote starter.
Right. Yep. Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I've even heard of, in the UK, they have requirements in some places for people to blow a breathalyzer before their car will start. It's linked to the engine somehow. So we have a system which, you know, creates disincentives for people to get home safely after a bar. And then
tragedies like that can happen.
Yeah.
What a tragedy.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More coming up in hour two. I think we may talk about the Seattle Anarchists. Free Talk Live.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses, is to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.